the tzaddik was teaching us the inyan of hakara. What does it mean to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Makir doesn't just mean that you know, you understand, you become familiar with something. Hakara means, like he said before, he started to explain to us that everything, you're able to discern that thing, even though it may be camouflaged. That you really have a clear, when you see it, when you spot it, you know that that's that. So like when you see the Beged Isha, it reminds you of that Isha, the Havdol Alfei Havdolos, when it comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that everything we see in the world can remind us and should remind us of Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Malay Chol Aretz Kavadayin, the person becomes so infatuated and so obsessed with his love of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the Shevesh of Allah Hava, that he's looking and he's seeking out a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like Shlomo Melech says in Shir HaShirim, which is the love of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He goes in the Shuk, he's Mavakesh Es Shabba Nafshi, I'm looking for you everywhere where I go, I'm looking for you. We're looking for you. So more on the topic of Hakar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says something, there's a very important piece when it comes to defining Nister in Torah. What does that mean, Nister? We'll see momentarily. You can't compare a person who is thinking about Hashem a lot versus a person who's thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu just a little bit, just here and there. You can't even put into words the difference. In the hearts of a person, you know the difference. But it's something which is unexplainable. Something which can't be explained, which is so deep, where there's no words to explain it, that's called nistares. Chachmas hanister. Shamati mipe kodesh marini harav Menachem Mendel. Like I heard from Menachem Mendel from Far Mishlan, who's quoted numerous times already. Vos meint nister. Shenisner nikodavar she'ein adam yachalav inu lachaber. Only something which cannot be explained is called Nister. Right, you can't explain to somebody what watermelon tastes like if you never tasted watermelon. Just because he tasted all the other fruits, he has an apple and an orange and so on, doesn't help him understand what a watermelon tastes like. They're so different one from the next. There's no words which will do justice to that. If that's the case, if it can't be explained in words, then it's called Nister. How could you explain Ava Nira of Hashem Yisbarach? So Nistaros is Ava Nira. That's really the premium satire. Abomashim Karim Nister Chachmas HaKabbalah, that which the Olam calls Nister, the Chachmas HaKabbalah, as great as it is, as lofty as it is, Heichu Nister. How could you call that Nister? Halo kol mi shereitz limud ha-sefer lefanav. Open it up and learn it. Why is that Nister? And if you don't understand, it's not because it can't be understood, it's just because you don't understand it. So where do you draw the line? What's Nister? A person who can't pick up a Gemara and learn Gemara. So that's Nister for him, right? Is that Nister? No, it's not Nister. It's available to him. Just start learning and you'll see you can learn Gemara. Start learning, you'll see you can learn Kabbalah. Nister is Dveikus. And these Svarim Befrat, the Zohar Kodesh and the Kisvei Ari, they have a certain netiya, a certain skula, that they bring out dveikus very, very easily for a person who's mochshar lakach. Misha zeiche, lehidabik v'liyaseifer b'makav al-yonah. Kamei ha-arizal, they have an ahir le-shvi'an d'rakiya, that all of the pathways of the heavens were all available and open to him. V'mahalach b'hem tamir b'inei sechla, and he was always walking down those paths. Like the Gemara says about the four tzaddikim who went into the Pardes. Tzaddikim go to that Pardes. As Tosfos says in Maseches Chagigah, Hakos Maimonides, by Sefer Mada Einch. A very, very deep and very clear definition of Nister. Nister is the Ava, it's the Yira, it's the Dveikus. It's not the Limud itself, because the Limud could be explained. It's just for me, what's Nister is only, it's only circumstantial. It's only because right now I'm not holding on the place to learn that. But if I build myself up, then it's there. But Ava Yira Dveikus, it's inexplainable. It's inexplainable. That's something which can be put into words. Ava Inyan HaHefesh B'Meshachoyish B'Boyis Baruch L'Inachoyish B'Boytamim. So going back to what we said before, the difference between a person who thinks about Hashem throughout the day versus a person who does not. For example, so a guy, he's or a stranger, I shouldn't say, no, it sounds like it's a stranger, that he comes into town, and then he disappears. But he catches your eye for a second. But the next time you see him, you're passing someone on the way to the train, you don't remember that you saw that guy yesterday or the day before, you're not even paying attention. What does it matter that you saw him before? You don't recognize them again now. So it was just passing by. It didn't etch his figure in your head. That you're going to see him again. Say, oh, I saw him at 2:45 3 days ago. Not going to happen. There was no kesher even for a moment of dveikus that you would recall such a person. There's no hakara, there's no chever there. So too, when it comes to Hashem, person is not thinking about Him on a continuous basis. There's no hecker of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo'av v'lo dveika klal, meaning that there's no ahava, there's no dveikus. That's how we are makir Him. Person who's thinking about Hashem a lot, at least as much as he can. You're always bumping into him. You're becoming familiar with him because of your regilus with Hashem Yisbaruch and thinking about him. And then you develop a certain hakor in your heart, in that place of nister. So even if at times you veer away from that hakara that you get caught up with other things, Hanikri Rishimu, there's still a Roshim. That's how it's called in Kisvi Arizal. There's a Roshim which is left of Hashem in your heart. And when you go back, he's still there. The Roshim is still there. And that Ava, which you want to build of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's still there when you come back. When you connect yourself once again, you plug yourself back in. Each person according to his Yashus and his Taiva, in that chevra, of how much time you give to that connection. So there's an image of that person in your heart. There's that familiarity. That's what it means, akar. Truly premium familiarity with someone. With Hashem Yisbarach in this case. He's always with you. That tzur is always there. That's what I mean to say when I want to explain to you, says the tzaddik, what hakara means. Who is the Tzemach Hashem L'Tzvi, which is from where Nadvorna comes from, the first rabbi of Nadvorna, so to speak. He's the rabbi now in Dalni. That's why in the Sefer Chavos HaLevavos, which is from the Rishonim, uses the word Hakara a lot. Hakara means something pnimi, nister, chachmas anister, dveikus, ava, yira. This goes back to what we said before. Sha'amru Chazal say in the Mishnah, Histakel b'shloisha dvarim v'inat habali de'aver. What's meant histakel? Look at these three things and you won't do aver from where you come from, where you're going, who you'll have to give judgment before. That was the Mishnah. Just looking at the Mishnah and looking at it here and there is not going to accomplish v'inat habali de'aver. That's not what histakel means. That you think about it enough and it means enough to you that it gets into you, that it makes a roshim on you. So just thinking about it here and there is not to accomplish what Chazal want, the mistakel, which is a gevaldig zach. When you think about it, it becomes etched in who you are. It's a nikra mistakel b'sichle, but that's called the mistakel. But if not for that, then it's just somebody passing by. It doesn't leave an impression. You can see the same person every day. You're on the way to the train at 7:45, and so is he. Every day you pass him. But if you saw him in a different city at a different time, you wouldn't even recognize the person. It wouldn't matter to you. Because it doesn't mean that much to you. You're not allowing the image to enter. You don't open up your heart enough so that surah should come in, that the yichud of Hashem should come in. And when a person has the Icha, the Yir is Memela, and the Ava is Memela. Like all the Svarim say, the Zayach Kodesh, Ava is Gemachi Echa. We want that the Achdus Hashem should come into our hearts. That's familiarity. As much as we're Masmin in that, there's a Masmin in Torah, and there's a Masmin in Dveikus Hashem. Thinking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we should be Masmidim in coming to a Hakar of Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the Yichud Hashem. V'havin Hamashav Hamalitza Heitev L'havin Kol Divrei Chachamim. Shkarech, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Amen.